Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Kopi Talks, where three gentlemen put together our thoughts and analysis on the game we love, the Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the Arsenal loyalist.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one.
We're back.
Tech issues, sorry.
We're back after how long? 3 weeks? Is it 3 weeks?
Yep. Man. It's been a while. It's been a while.
I think this is the longest break we had in international break.
Extended international break. Spent some time fasting and focusing on the spiritual aspect of the holy month.
How's everything, guys?
Like, what would the spiritual aspect of FPL be?
What would the spiritual aspect of FPL be?
Yeah. What would
it's staying zen. It's staying zen despite the bad results. That is the spiritual aspect.
I think especially for those of you, maybe if this is your first season proper, right? Yeah. Like if let's say before this you play for fun and we banter all this, and then you just join us this season, or you decided to play proper this season. Like for me, right, I remember the first time I really said, okay, this season will be the first season I'm going to play properly lah. I went in full stats mode, man. Like, very stressed over all the transfers. Like, wow, shit. my team value going down. I'm losing points, all this. But at the end of the day, right, guys, I think it takes some time lah. Some time for you to get that spiritual zen and then appreciate the game. Because sometimes, you know what, for FPL lah, you learn that at the end of the day, it is what it is.
how do you feel, man? I know, like, going first time, like, all in, proper.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, this not. I wouldn't say this is my first time all in proper. Like, this is probably like back from a 2 year hiatus, right? This
I would season. Say first time full in proper, like sustain. You think, like, sustain for the whole season? You think?
I had one season. I mean, the only reason why this time is more sustained than before, right, was because
of this,
I've got this community behind me at this point. Yeah. But I learned a lot lah. I mean, I look at the strategies of some of the players within the Telegram group as well. I see that there's a wide wide gap between the calmness of some groups versus the excitement, the kanchongness of the other. Yeah, but I realize that it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's how you
summarize.
Shall we crack on?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Short of time this week. So we
short turnaround. Saturday night. So like about 1.5 days to the deadline. Before we move on, we don't forget to follow us on all our socials. Y'all know what to do. Spotify. We are on X. We are on Instagram. I think Instagram and X is the main ones. Like YouTube, I haven't been uploading. If you guys want me to post on YouTube, just let me know. But I've been quite lazy to do that. But other than that, yeah, you know what to do.
Yep, and if you're listening to this on Spotify, we're almost at the end of this season, which means that recruitment season is coming soon. So recruitment season.
That's how we know opening.
Pre-game week one, yeah. So before we end this season, right, if you haven't already, we've got 7 more games left to go. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give us a 5-star rating so new listeners will not have any doubt in joining this community, man.
Yeah. Also, if you haven't, the community speaks to each other on the Telegram group, and that's where we run also our price league, FPL price league. It's coming to actually the close of the deadline of our price league, so just watch out for that. I will just let you know on the Telegram group when the deadline is. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to today's spot, and without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 117. Everything's gonna be alright.
Let's go!
Fine.
Boss, copy all shot to boss.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks.
It's Freddie Young back again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Okay, let's start with Tall, Grande, and Venti. In this segment, we put our purely biased, highly opinionated ratings of the game week. I will start first because I think I have quite a bad 2 game weeks. So we didn't pod for the first time, I think, after game week 30, because we decided to take a break because of fasting month. But anyway, I just quickly So I started game week 30, post my free hit, right, at around 630k. Now I'm at 800k. So about 170k game, 170k red arrow. I think it's mainly because of Palmer. I really wanted to buy Palmer in 30, but I decided not to. I would have sold Foden also. I would have sold Foden for Palmer. Of course, Palmer got 2 goals and 3 goals this morning, which was quite a hard hit. But yeah, anyway, I wrote my transfer in 30. In 31, I took a hit, so I sold I had to sell Gordon because he was suspended and no players ready. I sold Gordon, Watkins, and Ake. All three was not fit for 30, 31. So I bought Salah, Semenyo, and Gabriel. Yeah. Let's just move on to your team, Adan.
You know, what's your rating, bro?
4.
You know what's the bigger heart thing about Palmer?
What?
Is that you convinced us to get Palmer and
I really wanted to buy him. I really wanted, but I don't think it was worth the transfer. Foden to Palmer, that was my move.
I was telling Lukman because the Man City game came first. He probably was feeling pretty good about having Foden in his team, Patrick. And then after that, today, Palmer
came. Bro, but he got how many penalties, bro? How? I don't know.
It's crazy. That's like 10, like, I don't know how many penalties. I think 8 penalties already this season.
Cole penalty.
But the last.
All his penalty is just like his name, Cole. The way he take it, like ice cold. Yeah, okay. Anyway, like let me just go through my team.
Let go.
Pretty good 2 game weeks for me. It's a small green arrow both. In Malay, we have this term called plan kayo. It's a slowly pedal.
Slow cycle.
Slowly.
Pedal.
Pedal.
Cycle, slow pedal.
Yeah, slowly. So like I'm cracking into the 1 million ranking. It's been struggling this season to get into the 1 million ranking. So any green arrows is a good thing for me lah. So last week I did a move from KDB to Salah, which paid off. And then this week I did from Archer to Darwin. Yeah, so I'm just loading up on the Liverpool players for the double game weeks.
Okay.
Yep, so anyway, 66 points this week. Small green arrow, I think previously it was a 1.1 million ranking. Now it's around about 1 million ranking. Do I have to go through my team? I have Bradley, Neto in goal, Bradley, Poro, Gabriel in my defense. Palmer, Garnacho, Saka, Salah. So Saka didn't play, and then Zabani came on with 7 points. So quite helpful, nice. This 3 Bournemouth players I have in my team. Darwin and Haaland and Solanke up front for me. Yeah, so okay, now I would say we had a decent result against Man City this week, Arsenal, and we're second in the table, still lagging behind to Liverpool.
Ateta took out his Mourinho in him.
We got quite a defensive team this year.
Mourinho, so then we would have been proud of that performance.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll give it like a 7.5.
Alright, on to my team. 57 points this week. I'm on a wild card. Preparing. Okay, so my chip strategy is wild card 31, right? And then bench boost 34, and a free hit 37. Okay, and why I've gone with this strategy is I think for the longest time, my team has not been in the best of shapes, like in terms of like options, in terms of moves, and I have been consistently taking hits prior to game week 31. Right, and I think it's not sustainable, and I don't see how I can continue with this all the way to game week 35. Right, so I did the wild card. Tried to bring in strong hitters in the midfield. So we saw on Palmer, Salah, Saka, and like one of the key considerations for this week was whether I should bring in Haaland instead of like someone else lah. Whether I should or should not bring in Haaland, I brought him in. And I think week he got benched. Yeah, he got benched. So initially I brought in. I wanted to bring in Foden. So the ideal midfield would have been with Foden in there, but I didn't have enough points. I didn't have enough money. With Haaland. So what happened was I brought in Sarabia. Sarabia came in the goal, and I thought, okay lah, not too bad, pretty decent. But after that, I kind of missed the hat trick from Foden. Couldn't have seen that. So all in all, 57 points. I'm on a slightly green arrow, still under 100k. I'm about 130, 100, 250k right now. My target for this season is to actually be be under 100k. I think I haven't achieved that before, and I think that's my target. Hopefully moving forward, what I plan to do coming week is to remove Bradley with another chip defender, probably Zabani or someone from Bournemouth or one of those double game week players in double game week 34. Mm. Yeah. So that being said, I think it's good being top of the table. I'm really nervous for the game coming this weekend.
Liverpool top of the table or Anwar top of the table?
Actually, all around, bro. All around.
Green arrows all around.
But I have to say, the off the menu a bit. People are catching up.
Losing your mojo. Losing your mojo for your bargain hunter mojo.
But that being said, I think all in all, pretty decent lah for me. I would give it a decent 7.238 out of 10.
Decimal pieces are back.
Okay, yep. ABK, I want to ask you. So you're at 1 million, I'm at 800. We have wildcard and bench boost. What's your target for the season?
I think realistically 500k. I think 500k is still possible.
I think same also. Or 300k lah maybe for me.
300k.
Yeah.
What was your last season rank?
Me? We both finished inside the 100k lah, right? Yeah, just inside, I guess.
Just inside. Really.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, God willing, inshallah. Okay, let's move
on. So you're losing your improvement streak.
I think this has got to be my worst season since I was serious lah. But anyway, let's move on. Brew of the week. So in this segment, we discuss players or teams that exceeded our FPL expectations and we feel might go into a hot streak of brewing form. Sorry. So I think let's start with Cole Palmer. Last three game weeks, 13, 15, 20 points. That is ridiculous, I think.
Ridic, man, for not having him.
Ridics. Yeah.
So I'm hearing there's a possibility of a double game week with Cole Palmer. So if people who haven't played the triple captain chip, there's a possibility there. 35, I think.
Yeah, no, they're going to double in 37 and one more, 36 or 35.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I would do that. So. Yeah,
I mean, if you don't have a triple captain chip, I think most of us already played our triple captain chip. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I made the mistake. Remember my game week 20 wildcard? I went without Palmer. I think that was the mistake. Not now. I think right now, I don't think it was worth to bring Palmer because of my chip strategy. But I don't know. But he's such a great player. And kudos to him.
I feel like the penalties aren't sustainable.
But why Chelsea getting so many penalties?
I don't know.
Pochettino just trained diving.
I saw this at Arsenal. In total, we have 8 penalties this whole season. Palmer has already scored 8 penalties also.
I don't know, man. But it's just annoying that he's getting so many penalties. Yeah.
Take a hit lah for Palmer.
No, yeah. So it was Foden Palmer, right? That was for a hit, essentially for a hit, and I thought it wasn't worth it because Foden had Luton at home also before 34. I really wanted to bring Foden Palmer in. And Gordon to Palmer wasn't good because Gordon had a lot of home fixtures also. So I really couldn't. I don't think it was justified to bring in Palmer, honestly. Game week 30,
Palmer
over, but before that.
Palmer over. Okay.
I'm talking about on game. No, Gordon had so many good fixtures from 30 to 34, right? I thought it wasn't worth a... It was essentially a hit, because Palmer in 34 played Arsenal, right? And I'm dead-ending, right? So I really was cracking my... I wanted to do... It was Foden to Palmer, that was the move, But I decided against it, I just decided to roll. But Foden has Luton at home also, in 33. So I thought, man, if I don't have Foden also... And, Foden did hat-trick, but... Yeah, it was tough, to watch Palmer. But, yeah.
So, in terms of the fixtures...
Lesson learned,
In terms of the fixtures lesson that's coming up... now, okay...
Yeah.
Which one is more a priority for you, Foden or Palmer? Or is it does it depend on your strategy?
Strategy lah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm dead ending 34, right?
Because the thing is, both of them are not doubling, right? In 34.
Yes, correct. And Chelsea, Anwar is going to bench boost with Palmer away to Arsenal. It's okay but I wouldn't want that. Away to Arsenal is probably the worst fixture for Palmer, right? Because Arsenal has the best defense.
I think. Okay lah. I mean, how you want to play the bench boost, right? We talk about this more when we talk about teams lah. But what I'm saying here is that I think Palmer has been on decent form. But my question is the other hot player that we want to talk about is Phil Foden. You think it's sustainable or is this a one-off thing? Because you see, right? Why wasn't Haaland was probably rested, right? Ahead of the weekend game, and I think I think Foden usually shines when you don't have like Haaland around, because Haaland is usually like, I mean, if Haaland is around, the objective is to feed him.
Yep.
Right. So without him around, I think other players step up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And what you guys thought on that? So I mean, like, while I feel a bit bitter, moving in without Foden on my wildcard mm-hmm. this week, right? But that's because with the knowledge that Haaland is in and around the team lah. So, but moving forward, I think I'm okay with like choosing other options ahead of Foden. Like, I would pick Palmer ahead of Foden if I had only to choose one between the two. What, yeah. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think I also agree. Like, I think, I feel like Foden, yeah, as, in, as you said, like, I mean, it's not sustainable, because like the thing is, like, when De Bruyne's in the team, Haaland's in the team, he plays a very peripheral role, or he kind of plays a role where he's feeding Haaland, or kind of like the whole team actually plays to Haaland. I mean, as you said, so
actually,
I feel like,
okay, Haaland, this is the first game he's actually rested proper, like since he joined Man City. I mean, he missed games through injury, but this is the first time. And really? Foden has been hauling. Yeah, this is the first time he actually got benched. Usually he's out for injury, so it's the first game. So Foden has scored a hat-trick before this game, like, I mean, this season, and Haaland played. So I don't know, I don't really agree. It's the KDB factor lah. If KDB is not playing, he's more centrally, I guess. That's the issue lah. I don't think Haaland is the... So if KDB... If the KDB thing... And I think, right, you look at KDB against Arsenal, right? I think he should just play the Kovacic role lah. Like, more... His explosiveness, I think, is not there really. So maybe Pep will see that, and Foden will play more centrally.
That's what you think lah, but that's what Pep thinks.
But I'm sure Foden will play most games lah. I mean, Foden is the form player. I think it's sustainable, but maybe not hat tricks but like take away lah.
Yeah,
it's more sustainable than the penalties for Chelsea.
But the thing is, you're comparing with Palmer, you see. Like, so if you are comparing with Palmer, Palmer is 5.9 and Foden is 8.0. So
it's easy to take
Palmer over Foden.
But I mean, I think what's best is that if you're on a wild card and if you can fit these two players in your team, I think you should have both of them.
But then that's also a problem, because like you also want to fit other midfielders in your team, so right.
Yeah. I mean, you always want to fit everyone, but I'll try to fit in these two first.
Like,
because like again Son and Spurs will not
I wouldn't get Son
run of games. Yeah. So
Foden over Son,
if you're wild cutting soon, I mean, they're having Newcastle blank game week 34, then they got Arsenal and Liverpool after that. Yeah. So I think
So if you throw Saka into the mix, how will you still rank Saka over Foden and Palmer? Or not?
Foden. The thing is the chip.
Saka is my second premium. Because
I mean, like, if you look at the fixtures, Saka doubles in 34, it's more obvious for you to keep Saka in your team than to have Palmer for the your team. But yeah, I mean, just
I think I will still Saka. Even like Anwar is free hitting in 34, I will still get Saka first even though you're free hitting in 34.
Yep.
Saka is
37.
Yeah, but you're free hitting.
He's 37.
Sorry.
His bench boost.
I mean, those who are free hitting in 34, right? Still, I will still get Saka now lah. Don't wait. Yeah, definitely.
I think most people have Saka. It's a matter of like
whether you should keep him or
like
not.
Yeah, but he's
what's
okay,
his
right?
Injury status.
He should be back, right?
I think he should be back.
Do you have any news?
Yeah, I think he should.
But he's not obviously on the bench,
That's quite a worry. Bench, but the press conferences seem like they were kind of shaking this off. But it could be like a Haaland injury. Do you remember like when Haaland got injured? There wasn't much news about when he was going to return. Yeah, that could be a similar situation. But hopefully not. I mean, let's see the developments in that. But I think he'll play the next game.
They're always very quick to announce injuries, especially pre-international game week.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the top of the table? So, I think let's talk about SS straight away. I think Salah is a given. I think Trent... And
what's up with the substitute? Is there?
I don't know.
Klopp was so confident that they could get a result against Sheffield without Salah.
It was still 1-0. It was still 1-0.
No,
I think
it was 1-1. It was 1-1 with something.
No. Before.
He a bit formal lah. He see Haaland rested, Saka rested, then he started Salah. Then he like, I think I need to rest him.
What was it?
59 minutes, right? Yeah.
59. It was 1-1.
It's just before, I think. No.
I never watched the game. Salah probably had a bad game.
No, he had three shots. So I think Okay, let's not worry about that. We're not sure, like, but I think but Salah
not,
is still
not,
the.
But by the way, it's still not injury, Salah, right? Just to be.
Yeah. It's not injury. Rested, lah. So, yeah. So let's talk about assets, So like, just top three assets, for Liverpool going forward. So Salah and Tuma, right? What do you think? And okay, just take note. Alisson and Trent, right? They will due back by 34, double 34. So yeah. I think we'll go with one defense. Darwin over Lucho. Luis Diaz, by the way.
Darwin and Lucho. I wouldn't go with any defensive asset.
So you triple up on attack?
Yeah. Because the only defensive asset I think worth going for, Neil plus with some is Big Verge, and he's at 6.6. So I think it's better to put
free hit
the funds into a midfield.
Free hit 34? You go with triple up attack for Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm planning for Lucho, Darwin, for Sun and
EBK, bench boosting 34, no?
No, I'm talking about those are free hitting. Those are free hitting.
I'm in a situation right now. I have Darwin already and I have Salah already and I have Bradley in my team. So in order for me to get Bradley out, in order for me to play triple Liverpool, I have to get Bradley out. Yeah, so I have to think about what I want to do there.
I think Bradley is a kid for you. I think he will play probably one game and you just got to... Unless you got a lot of transfers to burn. I think Bradley will probably play one game. If Trent is back.
I'll try to keep two transfers for 34 so that I can play around.
Okay. I think like McAllister, maybe if you have no money. But he's just on form. I think today also his goal was
a good call, though.
Do you see the goal? Yeah. What a rocket.
Stevie G, Olympiacos. Goal. God of Vibes. So, but
Jordan Henderson.
But yeah, I think. No. McAllister, if you can't afford, but I wouldn't go there. I mean, if you can't afford, I think he's in okay pay. He played DM today, by the way. I don't know what happened to Endo. He wasn't on the bench.
So sorry, Anwar, your third attacking asset is Lucho.
Lucho.
Yeah, front three.
Is
Jota
Lucho Darwin Salah.
Jota is due back as well.
Don't think he's
34. Starting. Yeah, he's coming back soon-ish, like 2-3 weeks, but we don't know. But for now, we will see how when Jota comes back. We'll talk about it in 34, but... Yeah, anyone else you want to brew before
finish
he rolls?
By Darwin, with his backside.
the goalkeeper really rabat. Garbage by name, garbage by nature, bro.
That should be
He's worse than Fotheringham, bro. He's really worse than Fotheringham. Fotheringham, come back, bro. Get him.
Get Fotheringham back in, bro.
Back in, bro. Justice for Fotheringham.
Imagine being Fotheringham, right? Then your manager going all out the way saying that, okay, Fotheringham is out of the team. You got the goalkeeper, he's on you. Not for what? And then worrying I could have let that into.
I want to.
For the ring, we'll save McAllister's goal, I think.
No chance. No, for the ring and Gerbich in the same goal, maybe. Two of them combining. But anyway, sorry, I want to brew one more person. Ryan Aitnuri. So it's part of a title. Everything's going to be Aight. So it's basically a defender playing as a winger. Like his last three games, he got. 2 goals and 5 shots on target. So like he's basically a winger, 4.7 million. Anwar got his 8 points, right? He got another big chance after that. He could have easily gotten a brace. If like a clean sheet or so that he's a good pick, but for game 34, right, he has a good double, right? You know. He doesn't because he has
Arsenal and Bournemouth.
Yeah, but okay, leading up to the it's okay lah. But leading up to it, right? I still think he has good features, but then I don't know. Yeah. I can't buy him. Because
Maybe I can just upgrade Bradley to him.
Yeah, you should.
That's true.
Because you already have Zabani. And then I think that they'll be good for 34 as well.
Brentwith
is Zabani.
Yeah, but no, Anuri.
Kind of suspect.
Anuri playing winger. Anuri playing
winger. Price point and you're doing a free hit, right?
Yeah, but Anuri good pick.
Jeremy Frimpong-ish.
Interesting.
You see his goal celebration recently. Germany legalized cannabis and then he did the cannabis celebration. Interesting. You can go watch
whatever. Let's roast all the way. In this segment, we discuss players that could have done much better and deserve their roast. Who wants to start? I have only one person to roast. Or one one team. Manchester United. You go see the Brentford game, bro. Last weekend.
Don't talk too much, bro. Don't talk too much. We're playing them this
no,
weekend.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I will just take the hit also. If you lose. I don't care.
And they've got Anthony like Taylor.
They got Anthony, bro. The right wing.
No, they got Anthony Taylor, the referee, bro.
Okay, bro, relax. Okay, anyway, why I'm roasting them, right? They consider the most shots in the PL in 2024, more than Sheffield, including Sheffield. So, like, this morning they were a bit unlucky, lah. I mean, I just saw a bit of the game, right? I think Chelsea got
two penalties, two penalties were a bit dodgy, and then
Palmer the last minute goal.
Palmer's goal also a bit.
But still, dodgy, I think they deserve the roast because of the Brentford game, bro. The Brentford game, they just got owned, bro. 30 plus shots, man, Brentford had. I don't know how they didn't win the game, but yeah, I think Manu deserves the roast.
But
for the sake of it.
But despite all that, right, Onana is still one of the top three goalkeepers in terms of average ratings this season.
Yeah, Onana is had a good game against Brentford, lah. He's the only one, lah. But bro, the whole team, wow. Okay. Anyway, anyone else to roast, guys?
Hey, but Garnacho, Garnacho had two goals. If you had got in here for
I have Garnacho. Garnacho, I think actually, is a really good pick. Like, and also in 24, he plays Sheffield, I think. So, kind of a good.
For bench boost.
Yeah. I'm trying to balance the banter here.
you should have brew him, bro. Why never brew? Actually, right, going back to my wildcard, remember I chose McAtee over Garnacho, right? Yeah. Remember I choose McAtee over Garnacho?
You want us to roast you, right?
No, like 13 weeks ago, right? Because this is the first time I had to play McAtee, right? But if I had Garnacho, I would have gotten it. Yeah, but anyway, McAtee got one big chance.
No, McAtee plays as a striker. I saw the lineup against Liverpool. Yeah. He plays up front.
Bro, inside 1 minute, he really got one big chance. Yeah, like Liverpool quite open. Like he almost did a well back, scoring inside the first minute. And yeah, but anyway. Yeah, quickly, let's wrap it up, guys. Any more roast? One more roast before we move on?
No, lah. Just want to roast you, not having Palmer, McAtee over Garnacho for the
game. Let's talk about Sunny, Sunny boy. I think he quite had a poor game against West Ham.
Don't need to talk about him, lah. He's going off soon. I think people are going to transfer him out. As in, his fixtures don't look that good. I think he's not one for the next, 4 or 5 game weeks.
Before the blank, he's playing Forest at home, Newcastle. I think Newcastle is a good fixture.
In fact, I think once the deadline closed, right, I have to transfer out Sun already. I don't want to lose the points on him. I'm getting Darwin in, so Sun, Muniz to... we'll talk about this in our next segment. We'll talk about him. Anyway, look,
shall we close up?
Any promo code this week for free hits? 75%, 50% discount. Promo code for free hits. Promo code for additional chips.
I thought you're talking about free hit, the chip. You mean the hits? Hits. Transfer hits, is it?
Transfer. Sorry, it's a discount hits.
Actually, my hit this game week, right, is worth. It's a 50% also because not now. Yeah, 50%.
Okay, let's move on to the next spot.
Okay, let's move on. It's been a while. How to wrap it up?
Let's move on to part two. Right, so in part two, we're discussing our teams, our strategies moving forward. We talk a bit more about the off the menu pick, and then we'll really zoom in and dive into all the analysis we have on Fantasy Premier League as a game, right?
Yep. And answer your questions too. Don't forget to listen.
Yeah. We'll be back for part two. See you. We're FPL Kopi Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here. Right now.